Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. A breakthrough for BB Shea. He was just telling us, BB Shea's a golfer. Played Monday. That's your typical. And played fairly well, you said.
Yeah, very well.
Interestingly, Kristen was just saying, do you ever go to Topgolf, which you love? I'll never go to Topgolf. Why? Too much fun.
Too much fun.
It's like the Sphere in Las Vegas on a smaller level. Too much fun. And BB Shea says some people go out there and just knock the crap out of the ball and then think, oh, I could be a good golfer.
I'm a golfer.
Yeah, but you're really not.
Doesn't work like that, no.
I used to think, before I was played golf ever, I was a pretty good putt-putter.
It's usually a good litmus test, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Knocked it out pretty well in my teen years.
Yeah.
Well, Henry James Barbecue was one parking lot down from putt-putt, so at the end of every night, after a long, hard shift in the summer, around 9:30,
we'd play 18.
We'd play 18.
Maybe 36.
Sometimes we do 36. wore my shoes, wore my spikes, wound up getting
certain. Your own club.
Wore my own club. Had my own club.
Your own scorecard.
Used a real golf ball to get a truer bounce off.
Except on 18.
Except on 18, because you'd lose it. It would go.
I had into the bucket.
Always had a ball in my pocket just for that one shot on 18, because otherwise you lose your golf ball. Got to where I was. I didn't want to bring it up or brag about it. This is your time.
So you shot 36 consistently.
Fairly consistently. I was between 32 and 36. My best score ever was a 31. I was 5 under.
Dang.
And I mean, I got to where.
Don't dang that.
You're almost as good as Kim Jong-il.
I didn't want to say. There was a guy out there.
Or DJT. Remember, he's never lost a club tournament.
That's right.
Championship.
Fact. There was a guy, I don't know his name. My manager, Steve, used to call him Arnold, like Arnold Palmer, because anytime I was there, he was there. He played over, and he would pay like $100 and just go play.
Mm.
And a week later, it's about time for another 100. You know, that's how much. And he had the course record, which was I think it was a 21.
Mm.
He aced, 15 holes or 16 holes and then had twos on the rest of them. Anyhow, my brother-in-law, I was 16. My brother-in-law was like, why don't we go play golf on a golf course? I said, okay, because I've knocked this out, obviously. Totally different game. Once you're out on the green, and also to hit to the green, that's a different game. BB Shea, how long have you been golfing?
6 or 7 years now.
And BB Shea is 100% self-taught.
Oh, really?
Never taken
never
a lesson.
Had a lesson.
I asked him that yesterday.
Yeah.
Not one lesson. And what do you generally shoot?
I'm kind of in between like 90 and 100.
That's pretty good for never.
Which I think is solid.
I do too. For never having a lesson.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Would you say you have a good looking swing?
Probably not. No.
Boy.
I just go up and hit it.
I don't know, remember if Chris Dim was there. There's a guy in charge of the Coliseum here. Still that way. I can't mention his name. We do business with him. Mm. And I see him at these once in a while at these functions when there's something out at the Coliseum. Pretty nice guy, but we were going out to play golf once. It was company. It was like
charity event or some sort.
I think it was just to get together. It was like him, me, another radio guy.
I don't think I was there that day, but I've heard those tales.
Yes. Our boss, yeah. There's like 8 of us going to play golf, and it was some sort of, making deals on the golf course. And I was there along with some other radio guys here in the building. And we were on the first tee, and I've always thought of this guy as a nice guy, but a little honest. Let's just say that. He'll tell you what he thinks.
Sure. Right?
So I'm warming up, and I do my practice swing, just practice
mm-hmm,
swing.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Jesus, God. Nice, smooth swing. And right there, he's in my head. Of course, it's like he's in my head. And I was like,
you didn't even teed up.
No, this is the first hole. And I swung back as hard as I could swing and hit it. And it just like a boomerang, And the guy goes, going to be a long day. First hole. And I was awful. He was completely in my head.
And this wasn't even a competition.
It wasn't
sort
even
of.
A competition. It was like a friendly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, standing on the 18th ground for I'd shot 115. He's like, I'll say this. I've never seen an as unorthodox style. And, I was like, okay,
uh-huh.
Good to see. See you over at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Well, then one time I played with an NFL football player at a charity thing. It was one of the His last name was Bostic.
Jeff Bostic?
It's Jeff.
Or Joe. There were Jeff and Joe, right?
Joe played like for the Redskins and won two or three Super Bowls. One of them, I think it was Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I played with his brother, Jeff, who was on the Cardinals, and they were awful. Okay. So I played as badly as I could possibly play. You know, here, not only was I playing among strangers, this is an NFL player. So at one point, like we're on the fourth or fifth hole, and I've got a 6-foot putt, you know, and I missed it, you know, by an inch. And I was like, oh, dang it. And he goes, I'm just glad it didn't go in the water because I had hit several into the water already. And I thought, well, that's not funny. I mean, I thought I was personally offended by that. So at the end of the round, I knew that he had not won any Super Bowls. He was the other brother that played for the Cardinals. And I said, it was an honor to play with a Super Bowl champion. And he goes, actually, that was my brother. And I said, oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, was it?
I'm sorry.
You got him on that one. Yeah. Heck yeah.
So long,
that
Gabon.
That was a needle right there. Yeah.
Lethal.
That's it for me. Good night.
Used it. Yeah. He was a better golfer than I was. Okay. And a better athlete in general.
And a better man.
And a better.
I mean, let's be honest.
I said, it was a real honor to play with a Super Bowl champ. Oh, well, actually, I didn't win a Super Bowl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had no idea.
I thought you were the good one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. B.B. Shea.
He had a revelation yesterday on the golf course.
On your golf game. Right.
Yeah, I got emasculated yesterday. Yeah.
What happened?
So about 3-4 years ago, I went and bought a used driver for about $100, a Ping G20. Respectable club.
Yes.
And I started playing with it and I never got the hang of it. I would hit it, it would just go right, no distance, nothing whatsoever. It's been the bane of my golf existence. My driver can't.
So you would actively avoid driver.
Exactly. Yes. I would hit 4-iron off the tee.
Well, you said that the other day. That's the toughest club in your bag.
It's terrible.
The driver. Yeah.
So my brother, who is a very good golfer, I called him yesterday. I was like, hey, man, can you meet me at the range? I got to figure this club out.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets there. He's like, sure, I got you. He gets there. He's like, let me see that thing. I hand him my driver. He takes it, holds it vertical, wiggles a little bit, and goes, dude, this is a girl's driver.
I didn't know. I didn't
see the name on the side. Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I thought that was some Russian dude.
You're a Sorenstam man.
What you got here is a Nancy Lopez model.
Great golfer.
Superb golfer.
Nancy Lopez Melton.
Yeah.
I'm a Joanne Carner guy myself.
Always has been.
Great, great golfer. But that is a surprise, really, isn't
it? So how different is a man's this is going to sound bad. Yeah. How different is a man's shaft from a lady's shaft?
So a woman's club is shorter than a man's club.
Yeah. Did you find when you addressed the ball, you had difficulty?
Well, that's the thing is like, I'm not familiar with the minutiae of golf clubs, so I just go and hit it. You know, I don't know what's what, because there's like flex shafts, stiff shafts, paws, and I'm like, I just stink with a driver. So he tells me it's a girl driver. He goes, you just need to throw this thing in the woods, dude.
Oh,
so I just chucked it in the woods.
Really?
Chucked it? Yeah, just left it
there. Now you're driverless.
Yeah, well, actually, I went up to the clubhouse and
bought one.
Spent a few $100s on a brand new driver.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Man. That's
what a day.
That is.
What if that unlocks the key?
It might.
Or, God, if that's it does, the key that man, I'm going to be so happy.
It might. That would really be something. Because a lot of guys can't hit their driver. That's a tough club to hit. You know, they'll go to 3-wood or whatever because, of course, the driver sprays the ball over the place. But you're playing with a woman's club. I didn't know there was a difference, really.
There
I
is this whole time. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense that they are a little built differently.
Do you have to now hit from the men's tees?
Yeah, I did. Unfortunately.
It's a good thing your brother was there for you.
Good thing, right?
Otherwise,
no kidding.
How would you ever have, you'd never know. You'd still be hitting that lady driver.
So do you remember B.B. Shea who sold you the ladies club years ago?
So I went to Golf Galaxy, and they have a used section, and it's just they're just on the rack, And I picked it up, and I'm like, oh, it was relatively cheap. I was like, this is fine.
And
should
Ping
work.
Is a good name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ping is.
Yeah.
Is it like, this is sexist. Is it like pink or anything? It's not.
It wasn't pink or anything. No.
It's just
a woman's shaft.
Yeah. Alan, you wanted to comment on women's drivers versus men's drivers. Go ahead, Alan.
Yes, sir. P1 from Mavane.
Thank you. Thank you.
I play with a couple of guys that actually use a ladies' driver because they have more flex and they hit them better.
Interesting.
You can't tell by looking from, you know, from a distance. I mean, it's not like they're pink or purple with flowers on them. They have more flex and like I said, they're a little shorter, but they hit them better. So
well, there you have it.
Interesting.
Maybe more control.
Maybe.
Okay. More flex.
Thank you, Alan. Yeah, I was thinking that. Maybe more flex.
Men's are stiffer shafts.
Exactly. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate that. See, I was sexist. I was like, not, is it pink? I got little purple flowers on it.
Little bosoms at the bottom?
No little bosoms at the bottom or anything. Well, let's see how you hit the men's driver.
When do you debut the driver, the new driver?
Saturday.
Well, if you don't hit it well, you have to walk back out in the woods and look for the...
Exactly. Anybody, to find that one.
Did anybody turn
it? Let me see my Lopez.